This is Party Line.
Radio communicates. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Casper Media is a member of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world get together regularly and trade ideas on how to serve our communities and help our listeners. Casper Media has been a member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991 and has even hosted the Idea Bank Convention over the years. Casper Media is proud to be a daily contributor to the International Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Have you been thinking that it might be time to move? Whether you have a new addition to the family or just feel like it's time for a new home, your home for loans is Encompass Credit Union. Contact us or apply online today. We're an equal housing lender. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Online at EncompassCU.org.
Community-minded just like you.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Weldy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with the ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Now being joined by our in-studio guest, who's Frankfort Police Chief Troy Bacon. Troy, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Ken. Good morning, Frankfort. Doing fine.
I think we're both running on fumes today, aren't we?
We are. We had that Let's Talk event last night, and I just wasn't feeling well. I just couldn't get into the groove like I normally do, and you and I were talking before we went on air. I think some of it might be part of the weather. It's just to stabilize, and I don't know. Cold weather and chilly weather tends to not bother me too much, but for some reason this year it's really gotten me down.
I was talking with, I forgot who it was, yesterday or the day before. The fact of the matter is it's been so gloomy. Yeah. There has been very little sun this winter, and when it's gotten cold, it's really gotten cold, and it's just been not very nice, period.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the whole character of everything, and it's just like, do we really have to get out in this and do some things? Yeah, we do. So
yeah. So hopefully warmer weather is on its way. I hope.
I know it is. The only thing is, I do know there's still one more cold snap coming yet. Either the end of this month, or originally I saw April 9th through the 15th. We're going to have right in that area another frost or freeze, but we still got one more coming. So
okay.
And I hope that's the last one. I hope I am too, but I've got a pretty good source. I'm not going to mention the source, but I kind of trust, and they've been right on pretty much all along. So
I'm going to make a little note here.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm going to call you if it's warm and sunny.
I'll be happy. I can at least have something, smile, something to look at. Speaking of the community meeting last night for the safety thing, how was that?
I thought it went really well. Carolina Booth was the MC and host of it, and she did a really good job. Kudos to her. And myself, Sheriff Rich Kelly, EMS Director Greg Miller, and the mayor was there. We were in attendance. We were at the table and taking questions from the community.
About how many people were there?
I don't remember. I'm going to say anywhere from 20 to 30. Could be more. I'm not sure. I don't know. I didn't count. I'm just, you know, from what I remember of who was there.
Yeah, you were just there. You were
again. I wasn't feeling very well yesterday, and I think it showed a little bit. But it's not because I didn't want to be there. It's just a little gloomy, a little down. Just haven't been sleeping very well. So
now, is this going to be a continual series type of thing, or what is the main thrust behind this?
It is part of a series, and I think next time, I think it might be in April, maybe, and I'm not sure. They'll be doing some educators will be present, doing another safety series and things like that. So it's a series of events that started a couple of years ago with they originally called the Community Conversations, put on by, I think, Center Township Trustee's Office and United Way.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, so we're just going to have a general every other month, we'll just say for the, every other month type of thing where everybody just kind of gets together and talks about, we're going to do it. We'll do education this time. We'll do crime. We'll do whatever, just kind of do some general topics.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what I've done my part. I signed up and I talked. I'm not sure what's on the docket for the rest of the year, but that'd be a great question for them.
Okay. And I think Carolina's coming in here in another week or two. So you have a community meeting, though, tonight, though, don't you?
We do. It's at 6 o'clock at the Learning Network on South Jackson Street. So please come if you're interested to hear about the police department and what we're doing. We're certainly open to suggestions as well.
What's the main thrust you want to get across tonight?
There is no main thrust other than establishing and building community partnerships and relationships like we've been doing, and discussing topics that are of a concern to the community. One of the things that I would like to touch on at some point is the thefts and property crimes that we do have in the city, and maybe collaborate with the community and see what we can do to lower those.
Is that probably not? I know the drugs have been a big problem, but is the thefts and is that another huge problem for us?
It's one of those issues that continue to be high on our list of things that we respond to and investigate. Mm-hmm. And drugs, I would say, does play a part in that. But I would also say the property owner also plays a part in that as well. Crime can really only be committed when there's a vulnerability or a willing participant. So encouraging people to lock their stuff up or to secure their property inside their vehicles, those are the conversations I hope we have tonight.
And it's something, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I still hear to this day, we don't know why we have to lock our stuff up. It's not the way it used to be. I keep hearing that, and it's like, people, this is 2019. Come on now. Let's think about this. The world is so much different from when you were growing up.
It's different, and you don't have to lock your stuff up if you don't want to. It's your choice. But right. Some neighborhoods, the probability of your car getting ransacked or gone through at night when it is unlocked is higher than others. Mm-hmm. We know what those areas are, and we do increase patrols in the evenings and so forth for that. But things have changed. The time has changed, as you mentioned. And if we could get everyone to lock up all of their property and secure the things that are left out, I'm confident we could cut all of our thefts and property thefts down in half at least.
It's interesting you bring that up, because I can remember this time back in Illinois about 10, 12 years ago. I was out one night walking my dog about 9 o'clock, 9:30 at night. Mm-hmm. It was dark. Here's this guy, I'm getting headed back towards the house. Guy's out on his bicycle just driving by a car, and he gets off his bike and just checks the car to see if it's unlocked.
Yes.
And I'm going like, he had no idea we were even within 1,000 miles of him.
Yeah. That's very common at night, people riding their bicycles around very close to parked cars, checking handles, mm-hmm. or walking on sidewalks and checking the handles to see which car's open. That's just random. They just go down the line.
If people just need to understand, you just simply can't leave something that you think is extremely valuable. I don't care. If you only leave pocket change, that's maybe not as valuable as some other things. But you just can't leave valuable things like computers or certain things of that nature sitting in the front seat of your car. It is exposed to everybody, and not lock it.
Don't leave them visible.
That's right. So, you guys had a big drug bust a week or so ago. You guys got 6 people one night. I think it was a week ago Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't that because of a vehicle stop? Because the vehicle wasn't quite. Or is that some of the reason why?
Two separate incidents.
Okay.
One was a vehicle stop. The other was good hard detective work from my narcotics officers.
So, but it seems like a lot of people get themselves stopped for vehicle purposes. If they just stop and think, you know, they may not even get caught.
There's a lot of people who are getting stopped who have violations on their vehicles. We make a lot of traffic stops, mm-hmm. and a lot of our officers are trained in drug interdiction. So there's things that they're looking for, things that you can't hide on a facial expression or a conversation or even on a car.
Right.
So I don't know. You can do your best, I guess, and see what happens if you choose to bring drugs into the community. If the officer doesn't recognize it, we also have canines. So we have multiple tools at our disposal.
Are there any more tools that you'd like to have but you don't have right now that we think would help you out in that situation?
There are, and I probably won't mention them, what they are. And
okay.
We also have tools out there that you don't know that we have. So we have a lot of things that we utilize to do our best to keep drugs out of the community and protect the citizens.
I take it you're fairly happy with the way you guys are making some progress in that field.
I'm very very proud of the officers who are making those drug arrests and our narcotics detectives, the work that they're doing. I couldn't ask for any more.
And also, I noticed you guys just sent out a release this week. You guys got a grant from the Illinois.
Yeah.
I'm doing real good today. Indiana Criminal Justice Institute got a grant for your electronic signboard.
We did. It was a $16,500 grant that we got from the Edward Byrne Memorial JAG grant through the Indiana Criminal Justice Institute. And that will allow us to buy a sign radar speed trailer that we can take to specific neighborhoods that may need some help in certain areas. We can also put that on display if there is a public safety emergency that we need to get out to the community. Or if we're doing another project that's funded by the ICGI, our Operation Pullover or our traffic partnership projects, to let people know that there's DUI checkpoints and things going on.
Now, was the original plan, you were just going to wind up with one of these, or are you going to try and get more than one of these?
The original grant that I wrote was for two of them, and we got awarded half of what we asked for, which is great. I'm not going to complain at all. These are very expensive items, but we initially wanted two of them.
Mm-hmm. But also, this is something that you're going to be able to move around and be flexible with and
it is.
And take care of some problems that you've been wanting to take care of.
Yeah, it's on a trailer. It's got wheels, and we'll be able to move it around the city.
And help with speeding and help with crime and help a little bit with everything. And
yes.
And the other thing I thought was great, I hadn't even thought about when I saw the release, you know, it says Amber Alerts. Now, Amber Alerts, I don't usually think of too much, you know, saying that you're going to have something like that on a board like that,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was great. But, you know, other notifications like weather and those kinds of things also, I take it beyond there. So
that could be. I didn't think of weather, but, you know, it's all going to come down to time. Sometimes we'll have a missing person, and by the time we get that mobilized and set up, we may have already found the person. So may not be used on every incident, but ones that are prolonged that we're really concerned about, ones that we feel that the child or that person is in danger, we will definitely get that out.
Also, recently you had what you officially called a virtual ride-along,
mm-hmm.
which you basically just talk a little bit about that and how did that go over?
Those are good events for us. It really gives a snapshot to the public what we're doing during that time span that we're doing the tweet on the beat or the virtual ride along, whatever we've used both terms. But basically, what we do is we post on social media what the officer is doing or officers are doing for a certain time span. So I think this time was like 4 hours, and we just kind of give the citizens an idea of what's going on. Sometimes it's hit and miss, though. It's sometimes you plan these events and really there's nothing going on, or sometimes you have these events and there's so much going on and you can't keep up. But that's police work. It's mm-hmm. it's up and down, and you never know what you're going to get.
You've been focusing a lot on community events. Are you getting the response back from the community that you want at these events?
We've been focusing on community events, getting information out to the public, hosting events like the Citizens Police Academy, the Citizens Advisory Board that I have, or just the other community engagement projects that we participate in. So it's not just one thing that we're trying to focus on. I will say they are working, and I'll say this because of the feedback we get during these events, and I'm a strong believer that community engagement, increasing police legitimacy, and building trust, those things all affect crime. And when you get the community When you get the community in partnership with the police, trusting the police, giving us information, and we giving them information, we can all work in tandem to lower crime. So I would say what we're doing is working.
And also, you know, also the events like Coffee with a Cop. That's something you do because you just here again. I think you're what you seem like what you're trying to do is get everything in a relaxed type of atmosphere. You guys can just talk with the public and interact a whole lot better. No, don't see. Oh, I see a badge that may be bad or whatever.
Yeah, we try to do these meetings in an informal situation where the public feels comfortable talking to the officers, and the officers have time talking to the public. You know, I would never discourage a citizen approaching an officer on the street. We just don't always know what they're doing. They could be in the middle of something, and they may not have time to get into a conversation with a citizen at that moment. So we have these events to create these positive environments that are relaxed.
Also, since we had those fires downtown down on Washington Street, I know there were some problems keeping people out of that area because of the danger of the buildings. Is that I know those buildings are about to come down, maybe about the first next week.
Yeah,
is that still an issue trying to keep people out of there, or how's that been going here recently?
People still are going through there, walking through there. I would ask that they stop, especially when the construction starts. I sent out a memo yesterday to the officers that if they see someone walking through there, make sure they get stopped and let them know that they can't be in there. It's for their own safety. But most of the responsibility falls on the citizens who choose to walk through there. It's posted. The street department's done a great job with that. So please stay out of that area.
I am shocked, in all honesty, with the fact the way the winds have been blowing here a couple times, that the one building is still up. I'm surprised because I thought, you know, as unstable as I was led to believe that it is, I'm surprised it's still up all the way yet.
Well, they did. The city did an engineering study on that and stability study. So sounds like they were right. But I hear what you're saying. We've had some strong winds, and I've kind of looked out my office window and thought,
Yeah. Were you hearing something?
Because I have a perfect view of that.
Yeah, you do.
Out my office window.
Yes, so. You do. You go like, geez, that thing's still standing, or what else?
Yeah.
So we need to take a break here for a second. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll be right back.
Don't leave your home in the dark. Add a beautiful sunroom by Welty's. With a Welty sunroom, you'll enjoy nature's beauty. Sunrises and sunsets mean more each day. Even the birds, squirrels, snowfall, or rain showers take on new beauty in the comfort of your home. Welty Custom Exteriors will help design your sunroom and build it for you. Improve the value of your home and add to the quality of your life with a beautiful sunroom from Welty's. Building all over North Central Indiana. Call 1-800-466-7231. That's 1-800-466-7231.
Hi, I'm Michelle with Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, where you can surround yourself with the things you love. Antiques, home decor, and much more. We can help turn your house into a home. Walk into a simpler time of candles, home accents, furniture, and more, all in a warm atmosphere. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 5. Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, the aroma of home. Half block west of the Frankfurt Square on Clinton Street. And remember to always surround yourself with the people and the things you love.
The Dave Ramsey Show, where common sense meets dollars and cents.
If you live with a plan, that's called a budget. You live on less than you make, so that you're saving money. You're always giving some money, and you avoid debt. If you'll keep working with those basic principles, you'll become wealthy over time. Hey, you guys, your 16-year-old's watching, by the way. Your 12-year-old's watching. You want to teach them how to handle money? Rachel Cruz says it all the time. More is caught than taught. They're going to do what you do, not what you talk about.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible.
Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with the Clinton County Daily News.com. Our in studio guest is Frankfort Police Chief Troy Bacon. If anybody wants to have a question or comment for Troy, 659-3338, 1-800-447-4463 are the numbers that you can get in here and have a chat with Troy. We're getting ready to do some kind of change seasons here. Since yesterday, we're now officially in spring, though you'd look outside and you'd swear it's still whatever the heck it is out there. Any changes that you guys are going to be making in what you ordinarily do on your everyday, going from switching seasons, or something that you're going to start looking for a little bit more now than what you have been?
Really, those property crimes we kind of talked about earlier, those tend to pick up when it gets warmer. The colder, when it's cold out, the you know, thieves and people who like to go through your park, their cars, they're not out. It's when they're cold, you know, if it's cold, they're cold too. So when the weather gets warmer, we tend to see those pick up, which means officers will spend some more time in neighborhoods patrolling those specific areas, because we know where those are, and we can pinpoint those and get in there, those neighborhoods.
Now, the same thing I take it applies to, since next week is spring break for everybody. Does that change much either? And just kind of, you're just normal every day and just kind of go about everything?
It'll be pretty normal for us. We'll probably see a few more juveniles out walking around, especially if it's warmer. But yeah, it's really, we know what we're doing. We got great officers that understand the changing of the season and times, and they flow with it. And if there's a problem, we deal with it. If not, we just let them go. They all know what they're doing.
Also, we've talked about this, and I think you've been pretty happy with this so far. Of course, you guys came up, you know, code enforcement came under your guidance at the beginning of the first of the year. I take it you're still quite happy with what they're doing?
Hands down, one of the best decisions I think that we've made in a long time. I fully believe that. Having code enforcement at the police department and creating those partnerships that officers can work with code enforcement so much more easy now, it's worked out really well for us. I'm very pleased with the way it's running. I'm pleased with Captain Skinner, the way he's supervising that, and the code enforcement employees. They're energized. They're out there.
You seem like you may be just a little bit surprised by that. It was going to do as well and be almost as easy.
No, not at all. I know. I knew that once we got them on our systems, we got them outfitted. They'll be in uniform soon. That they'll be easily recognizable. I knew once we incorporated some other ideas that it was going to be a success for us, and it's worked out really well.
Are there any other type of things like that that may be coming down the pike that you maybe wanted to say, we'll put that under our guys as well?
We are absolutely 100% maxed out right now with space and services that we can provide. We're at a point now where we're doing what we can do. And I don't think we can take on any more personnel at this point.
You're at your limit now, and you're on your police officer. You got two more coming.
Yes. We are hiring one right now. That will be the 34th officer, which is what we're budgeted for. And Officer Bales will be retiring in July, so we're anticipating hiring for that retirement.
Speaking of Officer Bales, you guys, from what I was told, because I didn't see it, Channel 59 was out the other day to do a story on him, and talk a little bit about that.
They did a wonderful story on Rob, and Rob was in February was diagnosed with ALS. ALS is a horrible disease. I wouldn't wish it on anyone. Yeah, he's very brave, battling this, and we're doing what we can to support him as best we can. And there's also some community support as well.
So, I mean, you know, he just got diagnosed in February, and you know, any idea how long he had had it prior to that?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but it's just, you know, he is going to retire then in June?
July 30th is his last day, and we will have a retirement party for him at the Neighborhood Center. Okay. And the entire city will be invited to come and celebrate and congratulate Rob on his retirement.
How long has he been there with you now?
He has been a police officer for 23 years. He's been with the city for 25 total. He was a dispatcher before he was hired as a police officer.
So he's one of your veteran people that, when I first got here, you know, it was the other way around. You had a lot more veterans than you do rookies, and now it's kind of the other way around.
I've known Rob my whole career. Rob is one of the most caring and loving officers that I know. When I first hired on, he was one of my field training officers. So I spent 4 months with Rob. He taught me the ropes and showed me how to be a police officer. And so he taught me some valuable things that I still use today, and I'm grateful that he did teach them to me.
Are you guys going to be having a lot of retirements this year? Let's take Rob out of the equation for a second. Do you have a lot that are eligible for that? Let's just go
there.
We
have a lot of people who are eligible. I don't know. Guys tend to keep that secret until they've made up their mind whether or not they're going to do it, and I'm oftentimes the last person to know. But we have a lot of people that are eligible to retire.
I didn't think you had that many anymore that were getting that far along.
Yeah, we do.
So, okay. No, I didn't ask this last time, but I will ask it this time. What's the status of the police station, or where are you guys at with that besides stuck, I think, right?
We're not stuck. We're just in a position that we're doing our due diligence to finalize a few things and moving forward here pretty soon. I'm hoping here in the next few weeks you'll hear something.
So and if you got any, still the thing is you got to decide where you want to go.
That's a big part of it.
And that's a big part of it. That's going to be the huge part of it. So,
actually, I think it is a huge part. It's a big part. I think a larger part. And I was talking to Greg Miller yesterday with the construction of the EMS building. The bigger problems come, I think, and questions come when you build and. Are things right in the way you need them, and are there change orders, are there not change orders? Getting it right before they start the construction is key, and that's where I think the real stress comes in.
Do you see right now any trends going in a way, starting to come across that maybe you haven't had in the past that's kind of coming up now that you'd like to see stopped and kind of just put back, kind of get them back under control again?
You mean crime or what are you...
You know, crime... just things happening in the city as far as, you know, anything out of the, they just kind of just, they're not real good, anything like that?
Not that really stands out to me. We've had, when you look at overdoses compared from 17 to 18, I think they were cut in half. We don't see the overdoses. We don't see the Narcan administrations we once did. And the reason for that is a lot of the people who once used heroin. Well, there's a couple reasons. One is the prescription rates are down in Clinton County, and there's some laws that have been put in place, and there are some people who are actively engaging doctors that prescribe and trying to get those prescriptions down. The other one is we've heard that a lot of people who are on heroin have now moved back to meth, and that's becoming a problem. Most of the needles that we find don't have heroin in them. They have meth in them. And I think it's two reasons. One, it's price. Meth is pretty cheap. And two, a lot of the heroin users have seen their friends die or OD in front of them, and it's really scary for them. So they've migrated back to that methamphetamine use, which we predicted was going to happen.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, a couple of years ago, or maybe even a year ago, heroin was a choice because it was cheaper at the time.
Yes.
And now it seems like now meth has become the cheaper of the two.
And the choice, it's a lot less dangerous compared to the heroin and the fentanyl that you may find.
I was going to say, do the people, this may not be a fair question to ask, but I'm going to try and phrase it to where it can be a fair question to ask.
Okay.
Do the people who use that kind of stuff, I know there was a fear at time, a year or so ago, they weren't real sure what they were getting their hands on, and I don't think they really cared. Does that still seem to be an issue out there for that way, or is that kind of going away, or maybe getting any easier?
I don't know if that's in the back of someone's mind or not right before they ingest drugs. I don't know. I think to some degree you might be right because of the migration from the heroin to the meth. There may be a fear that we don't know exactly how much we're taking. What's the purity of that? Is there more fentanyl in there than what we think that there is? Those are all deadly consequences, and that could be part of it.
You know, if anybody wants to take something that could be used as an elephant tranquilizer, you got more guts than I'll ever have, and I don't think that's the smart thing to do with that either.
Yeah, I was watching a show, and the mayor referenced it last night. It showed how much fentanyl that you It showed how much fentanyl it would take to OD you or kill you, and it's minute. I mean, you can barely see it. It's smaller than a grain of sand. It's that much, you know. And do you trust your dealer who's splitting this up and selling this? Do you trust that there's that little tiny speck, or is there two or three specks?
You know what? Here's something. I'll play devil's advocate for a second. You would think, though, if you have a dealer that really is, I know they don't really necessarily care about their people.
Most don't.
Because they're only thinking of the dollar signs is what they're thinking about.
Right.
But the thing is, if they really did care, you would think, well, we'll make sure it's not that bad, so we make sure you kind of keep these people bringing them back.
Well, certainly a dealer doesn't want to kill the client because they want that person to keep coming back to them. But still, do you trust your dealer? Do you trust the guy who's not a pharmacist, has no equipment, proper equipment to split this up and divide it? I wouldn't, but I'm not addicted. I don't know what that mindset is.
There's no way I could trust somebody who does that for whatever and doesn't.
Yeah.
Usually looks seedier than the people that's giving it to you most of the time.
Yeah, and I think, with addiction, there's a lot of great programs out there, resources available. There's some good news that I heard last night. I'm sure the mayor would love to talk about when he comes in with some recovery centers or a center. But there's some really good things coming, and we're headed in the right direction. When you look at other communities, we're doing pretty good in terms of where we know where we want to be. A lot of it comes down to funding and resources, but we at least are developing a plan to get people the resources and the help that they need. And I would say in the next couple of years, I think we'll be at a spot where we say, okay, we did it. We're here, and all the hard work paid off.
I know one of those things is that the Recovery Resource Center for Men it's under construction right now. So that's the one of the things I was thinking about that, you know, definitely would be a huge help.
Huge help for us.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about before I turn you loose?
Nope. Just before I get off here, I want to thank the hardworking, dedicated men and women of the Frankfort Police Department. They're a very talented group of people that all success goes to them. And keep up the hard work and support them if you can.
Troy, thanks much. It's always a pleasure having you in here.
Thank you.
All right. Take care of yourself. That's going to wrap it up for today. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Everybody have a great day. Take good care of yourselves. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.